light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيَّ مِئَةً Whoever recites Durood Sharif upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty inscribes between his two eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. On the day of judgment, he, Allah Almighty, will keep him with the martyrs, with the shuhada. Subhanallah, subhanallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله مرحبا خوش آمدید welcome to one and all to another wonderful discussion of this series The Light of Guidance you are watching Madani channel and this episode is broadcasted all the way from Johannesburg South Africa Alhamdulillah as you do know and for those that have been watching this series you do know that we try and discuss some topics obviously pertaining to Islam For Islam is the true light of guidance, Nur-e-Hidayat. And Alhamdulillah, in the past we have been discussing some wonderful topics, wonderful discussions. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing a very great personality, the leader of the Awliya, Sultanul Awliya, and Qutbul Aqtab, Qutbul Mashayikh, Ghawsul Waqt, Ghaws-e-Azam, Subhanallah, Sayyiduna. Mawlana Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi, that personality whose vilayat, whose taqwa, whose piety, whose ibadat, whose riyadat, whose practices, if we have to discuss, subhanAllah, then leave one episode, our episodes and series will come to an end, but his discussion, his lifestyle, his talimat, the lessons we learn will never come to an end. So Alhamdulillah, Yeah, you know, this is our Piro Murshid also, our master, our leader. And Alhamdulillah, not only our leader, but the leader of millions and millions of Qadiris across the globe, Alhamdulillah. And we have this aqidat, this love, this attachment towards Huzur Sayyidina Ghaws-e-Azam. And not only him, all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah, it is part of our belief that we believe and we love the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We respect, we honor, we revere the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not consider them like us, and nor are we like them. They are far more greater than us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their rank, their martaba, their status is nothing compared to our status and our maqam. We are still, if you have to give a comparison, we are like the ground and they are, subhanAllah, the shining stars and the moon and the sun and the skies. You know, they are the beloveds of Allah Ta'ala, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Alhamdulillah, you know, we think and we feel that if we have love with them, if we have a connection and attachment with them, then inshallah, this may be a means of our success. Through their sadaqah, their wasila, may Allah Ta'ala grant us also piety. May Allah Ta'ala grant us taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala increase us in our ibadat, in our riyadat. May Allah Ta'ala make us better people, inshallah, azza wa jal. This is the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look in the Holy Quran, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also commanded us to be with the beloveds of Allah, to be with those who have taqwa and piety. You know, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah Ta'ala says, fear Allah Ta'ala and be with the truthful. Another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about those يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ You know, the summary of the ayat I'm going to give to you, Allah Ta'ala says that you must associate yourselves, basically join, be with those people who call their Lord in the morning and the evenings. They are always in the remembrance, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their only desire is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means every moment their thinking, their thought, their mind is only on the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the summary I gave to you of the ayat. Like that, you know, many places we'll see where Allah Ta'ala praised His beloveds, His awliya. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. And like that, Allah Ta'ala, you know, encourages us, motivates us, and Allah Ta'ala orders us also that we must be with these beloveds of Allah because they are successful already, alhamdulillah. But inshallah, we hope that if we also associate ourselves through them, we would also be successful. It is a benefit for us. It's not as if they need our support or our attachment to them. No, Allah Ta'ala has granted them that closeness to Him, but we need to do it for ourselves. That is why, one of the reasons why we love the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah, the beloveds of Allah. And alhamdulillah, this is our teachings which we have learned from the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And what can be said about the leader of the awliya? This is normal awliya ikram who we are talking about, that we need to be with them, we need to associate ourselves with them. But when the discussion comes towards the leader of the awliya, Sultanul Awliya, subhanAllah, then what can be said? I mean, Ghaus-e-Azam is that personality, you know, regarding whom Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, you know, when he praises Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam, subhanAllah, 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 and then he speaks about Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam and he says that, you know, O my master, O my leader, O great personality, O Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, O Ghaus-e-Azam, he says, Sir bhala kya koi jaane kahe kaisa tera, awliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera. That, you know, what will anyone know how your blessed Mubarak head is, O Ghaus-e-Azam? He says, leave your head, your head is on top of the body, na? He says, the awliya malte hain aankhein, the awliya rub their eyes on the sole of your feet, O Ghaus-e-Azam. Not on your feet, the apparent part, on the sole of your feet. In other words, that the maqam and the status of many awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that, you know, your feet is on their necks. Right? So they are, O Ghaus-e-Azam, they are under your feet basically. They are the awliya ikram who received wilayat through your sadaqah, O Ghaus-e-Azam. So what will they know, what will anyone know the status of your head and your sir Mubarak? Awliya malte hain aankhein wo hai talwa tera, subhanallah, subhanallah. And then Huzur Sayyidi Ala Hazrat praises Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam, as we have discussed previously as well. And when he speaks in the court of the beloved Rasul, then he says, Teri sarkar mein lata hai raza, usko shafi'a, jo mera ghaus hai, aur laadla beta tera. Then, oh ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ahmad Raza wants to bring someone in your court as an intercessor, then who does he bring? He brings that personality who is my master, Ghaus-e-Azam, and who is your slave, Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jo mera ghaus hai aur laadla beta tera. SubhanAllah, your lovely and wonderful son, subhanAllah. So alhamdulillah, this is the way our Buzurgan Deen, our pious predecessors have taught us that we must love the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ghaus-e-Azam is that personality that from birth, in fact before birth, the miracles started appearing of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam until he left this world, subhanAllah. And even after he left this world, the miracles of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam. And you know, even today, you know, we have seen many a times that people recite Khatmi Qadriya Sharif, they perform Salatul Ghausiyya. So many things people do, and you will see the barakat and the blessings they receive. And when you, you know, ponder and think, and you say, subhanAllah, this is the karam, this is the miracle of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam. Even today people are receiving the faiz and the blessings of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghaus-e-Azam. Make dua, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, through the sadaqah of this wonderful personality. Ya Allah, take us all, call all of us for Hajj, for Umrah, with our parents, with our Mushid Kareem, with our relatives, in the court of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today's discussion will be evolving around Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam. And before we move towards our discussion, we will inshallah take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina. مدینہ
مدینے جانے والوں جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ مدینے جانے والوں جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں
کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش ہر ہر قدم پہ ہوگی لطف و کرم کی بارش
جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا جنت سے کم نہیں ہے رستہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے یوں جنتی سفر کا آغاز ہو رہا ہے
دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا دستے کرم ہے ان پر رکھا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری سب حاجیوں کے لب پر ذکر نبی گجاری
ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا ہے محفل حرم میں چرچا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں پائے نبی کی خوشبو ہے اب بھی ہر گلی میں
کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا کتنا مہک رہا ہے مکہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری سرکار کی بدولت یہ برکتیں گے ساری
ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا ہے اجتماع حج بھی صدقہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیدا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے گے نغمہ میرے نبی کا
حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت حاصل مجھے بھی ہوگی سب سے بڑی مسرت
جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی نبی کا جس دن مجھے بلاوا آیا میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا عشق و ادب میں ڈل کر میرا سلام کہنا
جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا جس وقت ہو نظر میں روزہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر اب کیجئے فریدی رخصت انہیں یہ کہہ کر
لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا لانا میرے لیے بھی تحفہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا تیبہ کو جا رہا ہے شیطان میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا سب گنگنا رہے ہیں نغمہ میرے نبی کا
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم الحمدللہ ماشاءاللہ مرحبا ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ ونس اگین یو آر واچنگ اس اینڈ آن دی لائٹ آف گائیڈنس اینڈ ٹوڈے وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی پرسنالٹی اینڈ دی لائف آف حضور سیدنا و مولانا شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سبحان اللہ سو ویل ڈسکس انشاءاللہ سم ڈفرنٹ اسپیکٹس آف حضور غوث اعظم جسٹ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دی مقام دی اسٹیٹس دی رینک دی مرتبہ of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam, that sometimes you can see the akhlaq, the character of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam, then in some aspects of his life you see how much time he dedicated towards seeking ilm-e-deen and teaching others ilm-e-deen. Then we also have the aspect where Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam performs ibadat. When he performs ibadat, the ibadat then is such that no one performs the ibadat like him, you know, the nawafil, the fast, the eating, the abstaining from eating, drinking and worldly things, subhanallah, basically killing the nafs and the carnal desires of a person, subhanallah. And besides this, many things we learn from the incidents of the life of Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam. I would like to begin with a incident before his blessed birth. The father of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sheikh Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He saw on the night of the birth of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was present in his house along with his blessed companions Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in and the noble awliya Rahimahumullahu Ta'ala. And they gave him the glad tidings by addressing him with the following words, O Abu Salih, Allah Almighty has granted you such a child who is a saint. He is my beloved as well as the beloved of Allah Almighty. His rank amongst the awliya and aqtab is like my rank amongst the prophets and messengers. Alayhi wassalam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Likewise, the father of Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam was also given the glad tidings by all the prophets that all the awliya will be obedient to your son and your son's foot will be on their necks. Many awliya who preceded Ghaus-e-Azam gave the glad tidings of his arrival. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned in detail from his era until the era of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani that all the awliya who have passed gave news about the arrival of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Likewise, Sheikh Abu Bakr bin Huwar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, once said to his disciples, very soon An Ajami from Iraq who will have a high rank in the court of Allah Almighty and amongst the people, and whose name is Abdul Qadir, will take up residence in Baghdad. He will announce, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَى رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ. This foot of mine is on the necks of all awliya, and all the awliya of his era will be obedient to him. Subhanallah. My dear Islamic brothers, what do we learn from this? That Huzur Ghawse Azam was a saint from birth, Madar Zad Wali. That, you know, while he was in his blessed mother's stomach, whenever she sneezed and said Alhamdulillah, he would reply, "Wa yarhamukallah," from within the womb of his mother. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, blessed this world on the first of Ramadan at the time of dawn. And at that time, his lips were moving slowly and the sound of Allah, Allah could be heard. Subhanallah. This was the birth of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam. Coming towards the childhood and the life of Huzur Ghawse Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Ghawse Azam himself, he mentions and he states that in my childhood, and this is mentioned in Bahjatul Asrar Sharif, and Bahjatul Asrar is that book which is written by Allama Shatunufi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which is one of the most, or I would say the most authentic book on the seerah of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam. Subhanallah. Ghawse Azam himself states about his own childhood. He says, "In my childhood, whenever I was inclined towards playing with children, a voice would come from the unseen, 'Stay away from fun and games,' upon hearing which I would stop and look around me, but I would not see anyone saying anything. This would scare me and I would run quickly to my home and hide in my mother's lap." Subhanallah. "I now hear that very same voice when I am alone. If I feel sleepy, then immediately that voice appears and warns me, 'You are not created to sleep.'" Subhanallah. What lesson do we learn from this incident? That in this young age, okay, Huzur Ghawse Azam is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is their maqam, their martaba, their status, that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from many things in this world. But the lesson which we learn, that at that age also when Ghawse Azam was playing, the voice was heard and the voice was said, "Stay away from fun and games." In other words, this fun, this games, this amusement, this playing, all these kind of things, it's basically not important. And it's not something which will make your child or your son, your daughter successful in the future. In Islami Zindagi, a publication of Maktabatul Madina, the Islamic method of raising the children has been mentioned. That when a child is capable of speaking, teach him or her to say Allah. In the past, mothers would make children fall asleep by reciting Allah, 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 Allah. That's how the child used to sleep. But unfortunately, in today's time, the various musical toys are now kept next to the children. Where they will listen to poems, they listen to nursery rhymes, they listen to things, maybe they'll have some toys above them, and that's how they will sleep. So look how the time changes. In the past, we were made to sleep by Allah, by reciting some naat, some, you know, some beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, even maybe some naat, noor wala aya hai, noor lekar aya hai, and that's how the child used to fall asleep. And today, you know, there's music, there's songs, there's this, that, that. That's why when a child sleeps, the first thing when he wakes up, he wants the tablet, he wants the phone, he wants the music, he wants the songs. Why? Because that's in his mind when he goes to sleep. On the contrary, if your son, your daughter sleeps by listening to the name of Allah, when she wakes up, she will think about that. That will be in her mind and heart the whole time. When she grows up, those teachings will be with her. And you will find her or him being more attached towards the Islami movement and Islami environment compared to, you know, the other children who unfortunately didn't go through this entire process. So it's very important that when the children are learning to say the first few words, teach them to say Allah, Allah, Allah. That must be the first word. In fact, what a proud moment it will be for the parents when the child starts speaking, the first thing the child says is Allah, the name of the creator, the name of the one who created, is creating and will create everything in the entire universe and all the universes. The one who is Qadir Mutlaq, the one who is the Lord of all the worlds, Rabbul Alameen, when his name appears first on the tongue of your son or daughter, what a great, you know, how fortunate your child is. At that time, you know, how happy you will be. When he spoke his first words, he mentioned the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How proud you will be at that time. So it's something you must keep in mind. Number two, when a child is able to comprehend, do not carry out such actions before him which will ruin his character. Because children imitate whatever is done before them. Therefore, offer salah and recite the Quran before them so that these habits can develop in them as well. Another very important point, that if you are on the right path, if you are doing the right things, your children are going to do the same. You cannot expect that, you know, you must do every wrong thing and then your child must be a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, illa mashallah, it can happen. There's nothing, it's not impossible, but it normally doesn't happen like that. What the child sees, what the child observes, what the child looks at, that's what he's going to grasp, that's what he's going to do tomorrow. How many times you must have noticed also that, you know, you performing salah at home and your son or your daughter or your niece or your nephew will come and they'll start copying you. You know, you go for ruku, they also go for ruku. You go for sajda, they also go for sajda. Why? Because the child sees. And a child says that, you know, my father, my uncle, my grandfather, whatever the case is, you know, he is doing this, yes, so I must also do it. Whatever he is doing is right. Child doesn't have the understanding of what is right, what is namaz, what is ruku, what is sajda, what must I read. No, it's a small child, it's a baby. But from that age, the child sees, look, this person is doing this, I must also do this. So you dancing, you singing, you doing every wrong activity, and then you want your child mustn't do anything, your child must be a namazi, you know, be a hafiz, be an alim. It doesn't work like that. Right? What your son, your daughter will see, that is what they will become. You want your son, your daughter to become good people, you must be good people and behave good in front of them. As they will see, that is what is going to be instilled in their minds and in their hearts. Number three, when the children become quite sensible, then teach them the kalimas, teach them salah, teach them iman-e-mujmal, iman-e-mufassal, and the rulings of wudu, ghusl, etc. And besides this, many other things you must teach them. Basically, this is the age where they need to start learning, as the lap of the mother is the first madrasa. So they need to start learning, you know, about the kalimas, about duas, dua before entering toilet, when drinking water, before sleeping, you know, when waking up, these small things. So it must be there. And every time you must remind them, they're going in the washroom, hey, read your dua before going to the toilet. They're going to sleep, read your dua before sleeping, read your kalima. When they wake up, read your dua, assalamu alaikum. You know, that's how the environment must be. Now the child is sleeping with music, he's waking up with music, waking up crying, going in the toilet, filthy, no shoes, no slippers, and no topi on the head, and everything is a mess inside, and running around, creating nonsense and lots of things. So normally even people don't like these kind of children. And people say that, you know, we wish these people shouldn't come to our house because the children are very naughty. And we have heard people saying that this year. So it's something which we need to start focusing upon, and this is one of the lessons which we learn from the lifestyle of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. Inshallah, we'll take another break and listen to some beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, inshallah, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Patience is a virtue. We've heard this many a times, but am I truly a patient one? Do I observe patience? Despite me having problems and difficulties in my life, despite being surrounded by negatives, am I observing patience? There is forgiveness. The narration says the person who observes patience upon calamities, there's forgiveness from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Azawajal grants that person great thawab and rewards, where they will see those benefits in this world, in the grave and the hereafter as well. One of the things I need to do is make up my mindset of observing patience upon calamities. Oh, those who love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did he not have so many difficulties in his path? Was he not physically, emotionally, psychologically, mentally tortured? Were the Sahaba Ikram alayhim al-Duan not tortured? Think, recall about Sayyidina Bilal Habashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Sumayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what they went through. just because they were believers, they were Muslims, to protect the iman. They went through great calamities, great difficulties and tests and trials and tribulations. But they hung on. They observed patience. Look at the Ahlul Bayt. Look at the Shuhada'i Karbala, Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidun Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sees his beloved ones, his children, his companions being slaughtered in front of him. But he observes patience. Little baby Ali Azghar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was made shaheed in his hands, but he observed patience. 3 days, no food, no water, even his children. Allahu Akbar. But they observed patience. Look at the lives of the awliya Allah. Do you think that they had it all rosy with no problems and difficulties? They used to focus on the rewards that one will attain by observing patience upon calamities. Let us make that mindset, observe patience, and then inshallah azawajal, we will see those blessings of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shower upon us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, welcome back to our silsila. You are watching Madani Channel and Light of Guidance. Once again, we are with you. And before the break, we discussed some beautiful lessons which we can learn from the life of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and particularly to the youngsters, the children, that what must you teach the children as parents, and how must your ravaiya, your behavior be towards the children. Alhamdulillah, we discussed another wonderful incident of the childhood of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. Ghawsi Azam himself states, and he says, when I would go to the madrasa in my childhood, an angel would come to me daily in the human form and would take me to the madrasa. He would sit next to me and I was totally unaware that he was an angel. One day I asked him, who are you? He replied, I am an angel from the angels. Allah Almighty has sent me to accompany you in madrasa. Furthermore, Ghawsi Azam states, one day, an individual passed close by me who I did not know at all. When that individual heard the angel saying, make room so that the wali of Allah Almighty can sit, he asked one angel, whose child is he? The angel replied, he belongs to the Sadat household. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the individual said, soon he will be of high rank. The son of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Razzaq, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has said, once Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani was asked, when did you come to know that you are a wali? So he replied, when I was 10 years old, and I would go to the madrasa in my city, and I would witness angels walking behind me and around me. When I would reach the madrasa, the angels would repeat the following, give the saint of Allah Almighty a place to sit. When I saw this event taking place frequently, I realized that Allah Almighty has made me a saint. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the greatness of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, that personality, whose life, every moment of his life is a lesson for all of us, and many lessons we can learn from the life of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam, the affection, the attachment, the adab, the respect, the honor, the reverence of Huzur Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam and all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, in the future, the coming episode, we will try and carry on this discussion, listen to some incidents from the life of Ghawsi Azam, and then take some points and try and instill that in our lives, in our lifestyles. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.